California and Nevada have been hit by 240 earthquakes over the last 24 hours. That's right, right during Pride Month. Also, Christians are being silenced and arrested for merely preaching the gospel. Don't think it could happen here? You would be wrong. We're going to talk about all this and more on today's Peck Report. Hey, everybody. Hope you are doing well today. I, of course, am your host, Josh Peck, again with another wardrobe change, this time a t-shirt and an unbuttoned long sleeve. We'll just see how it goes. I like kind of doing different things and keeping you on your toes. You never know what to expect on Peck Report. That's why it's important you keep watching. Okay, so some actual serious stuff to talk about. We know that earthquakes play a major role in Bible prophecy. We see that all over in the Bible, especially in the book of Revelation, the book of Matthew, prophecies of Jesus. And we also know that there is a principle of prophecy that's likened to birth pangs. So the more something happens in faster succession, the closer you're getting to something big. So there's a lot of prophetic revelations that are revealed only after smaller ones ramp up, you know. So we saw that when Jesus Christ was born, there were a lot of prophecies and things that were getting fulfilled all in succession. And we're going to see that when he returns. Now, earthquakes play a major role in this, both large and small earthquakes. And we're told, Jesus Christ himself tells us that in the last days, there's going to be earthquakes in diverse places. You know, what's one thing that's really interesting to think about that, think about his audience at the time. Think about just the local Jewish people that he was talking to. How would they have known if there was going to be earthquakes in diverse places around the world? You know, they didn't have the technology to be able to track that kind of stuff back then. And so probably when Jesus said that, his audience probably thought that it just meant, you know, in diverse places around Israel. But then you get to the book of Revelation, you find out it's a worldwide thing, that earthquakes are happening all over the world. But even then, you know, that wasn't that long after, they still didn't have any type of technology to be able to track earthquakes around the globe. So why give a prophecy like that if those were truly just the last days? If the days of, you know, John the apostle and book of Revelation, John the Revelator and all that, if those were the last of the last days back then, why give a prophecy like that that wouldn't be able to be tracked? It wouldn't have helped anybody. I think that does point to our day today, where we do have the technology to track these things, to track earthquakes, to know when more earthquakes are happening in more diverse places. There have been a lot of studies on this. There have been a lot of reports on readings that actually show that the further in time we move forward, the more frequently earthquakes happen, even in remote and diverse places, as has never been seen before. And we've been recording earthquakes long enough that we can actually tell a difference. So it shouldn't be surprising that right in the midst of Pride Month, no less, that California and Nevada have been hit by 240 earthquakes over just the last 24 hours. This was reported on June 4th. So it's even sometime after that, but by the time that you're viewing this, I record these, you know, ahead of time, so I'm not always able to be absolutely current right down to the day, but usually I can get it within the past couple of days or so. But there is an unusual shaking on the West Coast. This was reported by Zero Hedge, also the End of the American Dream blog by Michael Snyder. This unusual shaking on the West Coast has intensified. So as you can see from the map that they show on their website, and I can actually show you that here. This is what we're looking at. So you can see all these spots here. As you can see on that map, over 240 earthquakes have struck the states of California and Nevada over the last 24 hours. So the West Coast is getting hit by earthquakes every day. Of course, that is nothing new. But this is definitely an unusually high number. This is a big increase. What is happening? What's going on? Now, fortunately, most of these earthquakes have been really small, and only a couple of them were greater than magnitude 3.0. So, I mean, that's good. We don't want to see anybody get hurt. We don't want there to be any major damage. But could this be a warning of something? Could this just be a little something to get people's attention to say, hey, this could get a lot worse? Now, the following comes from the Los Angeles Times. Quote, a magnitude 3.3 earthquake was felt in parts of Southern California on Sunday afternoon, one in a series of quakes to hit the Riverside County area. The latest quake occurred at 4:36 p.m. and was centered on Glen Avon, south of Fontana. The seismic activity continued into Monday morning with dozens of new small quakes. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quakes were felt across swaths of the Inland Empire, a region that has had hundreds of small quakes over the weekend, including one that registered a magnitude of 3.1. End quote. Now, again, these are small quakes, but could these be precursors or harbingers for something else? This comes during a stretch of time when there has been a heightened level of seismic activity across all of the West Coast. And for more on this, you can see a previous article called California is shaken by more than 80 earthquakes as Chile is hit by the largest quake in 12 years. Now, hopefully this won't happen immediately, but at some point it seems very likely there's going to be a history-altering earthquake along the Southern California coastline that unfortunately will cause death and destruction on a scale most of us don't even want to think about right now. I mean, it's just with the seismic activity and how it works over in that area, this is just inevitable that this is going to happen sometime. But and in fact, scientists have even speculated about this and specifically warned that someday a colossal earthquake could plunge large parts of California into the sea almost instantly, which is absolutely horrifying. Again, we don't want to see anybody get hurt. But unfortunately, you know, most California residents or really even most U.S. residents probably won't think about this too much or really care about these warnings until it's too late to do anything about them. And that will be a truly prophetic event. So where is all of this headed? And is the timing of this purely coincidental? Again, we are right at the beginning of Pride Month, no less, you know, celebrating the most chief of all sins, pride. So is it a coincidence? Is the timing a coincidence? You know, I would say no. I think something's going on here. I think God's doing something possibly to try to get our attention and hopefully for a call of repentance. And that's not only lobbed at one specific community. I mean, you know, of course, our culture props up a single community during this time. But if we're being honest, we all have some sense of pride. We all have pride in our lives that we could repent of and get rid of. So I think it's always best to start with ourselves first, to start with the individual, and then let that project out. So I would say, you know, now is not a time to just specifically single out and bash one community, although there are significant issues there, but rather to look into one's own self and identify the pride in our own hearts first. Let's remove the log from our own eye before we take the speck out of our brother's eye. Now, and in saying that, they would have to be our brother, so that we should be going out and evangelizing and trying to lead people to Christ. And we did a whole video on that whole movement. You know, should Christians apologize to that specific community? By the way, I'm refraining from trying to say it audibly because of YouTube's algorithms. They're always hitting us hard with censorship. We're always getting having problems with them and everything, so I'm trying not to trip the censors. Although, you know, all it takes is just one person reporting a video for YouTube to come knocking on our door and deleting videos, which is why you want to become a member of Daily Renegade. That's why Daily Renegade was created in the first place, was so there would be a place where people can go to and know that there's not going to be any censorship. So if you see any show on this YouTube channel, on the Daily Renegade YouTube channel that you like Peck Report, and you want to see the full video, because there's a lot more we're going to be talking about today that's not going to be allowed on YouTube. I mean, we're barely skirting the edge just with this. But there's a lot more that we're going to be talking about today that you won't be able to see on YouTube. You'll only be able to find that by being a member of Daily Renegade. And, you know, it kind of reminded me, my wife and I have been recently going back and watching the old Twilight Zone episodes from the 50s and 60s. We tried the new reboot. We actually did end up watching, muscling through and watching every episode, but it's just terrible. It's just another platform for the woke agenda. That's all it is. The stories weren't compelling. There was nothing really relatable. There wasn't, you know, the classic twist at the end. You didn't really get any of that. You got a lot of things that really didn't make any sense. And then you come to find out that it's really just trying to push an agenda. Like there's this one episode where these meteors fall from the sky, and then men start going crazy. You know, men start going crazy. And so, you know, the hypothesis at first in the show is that the meteors are making the men crazy, specifically because, you know, their eyes are turning red and things. The big reveal at the end, which doesn't make any sense, and it takes a gay black person to realize this, a gay black man, kid, I think, to realize that, oh, actually, the hatred was in there all along, and the meteorites are just a placebo. The meteorites aren't doing anything, you know, or asteroids or whatever. The asteroids aren't doing anything. The men are just using that as an excuse, which, again, it doesn't make any sense, because when these people were getting, you know, infected by this placebo, their eyes were physically turning red. There were actual physical changes. The whole thing didn't make any sense, and all it was just an excuse to push this angry white straight male narrative that we hear all the time and have been beaten over the head over, you know, time and time and time again. Every episode was like that, which is really unfortunate. Really unfortunate. Now, the classic Twilight Zone episodes, of course, are great. And so my wife and I have been going back and watching them. We needed a palate cleanser after the 2019 reboot. But there was one episode that really stuck out, and we actually watched this last night. So we just finished season 2 of the original, and it ends with an episode called, I believe it's called, The Obsolete Man. And I'll tell you, if that is not a prophecy for our day today, I don't know what is. I thought it was so well done. But so it's about a dystopian future where librarians are basically put to death because they're obsolete. They're not needed. It's not only librarians. It's preachers was a big one that was targeted in that episode. The state has become totalitarian and overrun. There were even parts in there where the representative of the state was claiming, you know, the state has proven there is no God, so there's no need for preachers or the Bible anymore. And so the main character, the hero of the story, is this librarian who's been called to, you know, testify, even though it's not really he's not really testifying. He's just deemed obsolete, and he's going to have to be put to death. And I don't want to ruin the whole story for you, but just basically what happens is the librarian is really humble about it, whereas the representative of the state, he expected this librarian to cry and quiver and fear for his life and to you know, plead and throw himself at the mercy of the state and all this, which never happened. The librarian never did that. He remains strong and humble through the whole thing, and he actually ends up outsmarting the statesman. He ends up outsmarting the person in the end. Now he still loses his life. The librarian still dies, and the statesman at first, it's a really interesting scene because he outsmarts him in a way where the statesman's life is in danger too. And in the very last seconds, he calls out to God, you know, and so in kind of a strange way. But so the librarian says, yes, for the love of God, yeah, I will save your life. And so he lets him free. Again, you're just going to have to watch it. I don't want to ruin the whole story for you. But what's really interesting is at the end, yes, the librarian dies, but that has made such a statement because it was the statesman who was the quivering coward. And that was shown to the world because this whole thing was televised to the world, you know, this dystopian world. And so when the statesman gets back, he is, in a sense, he's attacked by his own kind. He's attacked by his other fellow representatives of the state, and they all kill him. Because he brought embarrassment to the state, you know, so that made such an impact. Now, the reason that I thought that was just such a well-written episode was because, for one thing, it's very prophetic of our time today. But it also teaches us a lesson. I think it teaches us how, even if we lose some battles, the proper attitude is still to remain in truth and in humbleness and to do the right thing. Because in the last moments of these two men's lives, the librarian is reading his Bible out loud. I mean, in a sense, he's actually reading it. He's not just reading it in his head. He's reading it out loud so the other guy has to hear it. They're locked in a room together. In a sense, he's trying to evangelize this guy or at least confront him with the truth. The statesman can't handle it. He breaks under the pressure and ends up crying. And he doesn't really give like a full repentance. He's just, for the love of God, let me out of here. Let me live. And so the librarian says, yes, for the love of God, I will let you live. And the librarian dies and the statesman is left alive, at least briefly, until he's killed by his own people. You see that happen when you see the suppression of views from Christians and conservatives, and when we handle it the right way, we actually do gain some ground. There are victories to be had there. Excuse me, to be had there. Even if we have to take some abuse at first. Look at the beginning of Christianity. Look how much victory was won through all of the persecution, all of the deaths. All the martyrs who gave their lives just to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And look at what came from that. The enemies ended up destroying themselves because that's what the enemy does. That's all Satan knows how to do. And that's what people on the wrong side of history have always done. They always attack themselves. Just like in this episode. And so I think if we stay the course, if we keep humble, if we keep truthful, if we keep proclaiming the truth of Jesus Christ, even when they shut down our channels, even when they arrest us, which we're going to talk about in a minute, throw us in prison, even when they threaten our lives, even when they take our lives, as is happening in the Middle East right now, and in China and other places. If we hold the values that Jesus Christ taught us and maintain Him as Lord and Savior over our lives, there are great victories to be had in all of that persecution. And the enemy can never really win at that point. Even when we lose our lives, we gain eternal life with Jesus. What does the enemy have? The enemy has this world to squabble and fight amongst each other in. And this world is fleeting. This world is subject to death as well. So that they're not really winning anything. And I believe that's exactly what you see. That's why you see a lot of people like the extremists on the left. They're always fighting with one another and everything. You know, people on the right and Christians and stuff will disagree and stuff. And unfortunately, sometimes you do get some very extreme Christians who will outright persecute their brothers and sisters in Christ, thinking that they're doing God's will, but really they're not. And that's prophetic as well. But really, these are all just tools of the enemy. That's what the enemy causes people to do because, you know, through deception and things like that. So that's why we need to stay in the truth. We need to keep proclaiming the truth in the way that Jesus has taught us to go and make disciples of all nations. We need to not get hung up on it when people insult us personally. And, you know, so there's a lot to be said there. And we're going to get a little bit more into that for members only. But I wanted to put that out there because I do believe there are some dark days ahead. I do believe that we, like, for example, just using this one channel as an example, Daily Renegade, we're not going to be around forever. YouTube eventually will end up deleting this channel. They just haven't yet, but it's going to happen. That's why we created Daily Renegade. That's why you can go to dailyrenegade.com right now and become a member. And you should. You should go to dailyrenegade.com right now, become a member for only $10 a month or $100 a year. You can become a member, and that ensures that we can keep our content censorship free. So it's really, really, really important. Hey, also, we can advertise things that might actually help you. So I'm never going to advertise anything to you that I don't personally think could be of use or that I personally don't believe in. There are a couple of things that I really believe in if you're a chronic pain sufferer, and I want to tell you about them. And YouTube doesn't like it. Facebook doesn't like it, but I'm going to anyway. And if they shut us down, then they shut us down. Now, this ad, the website is a little off. It is dailyrenegade.com, but we're also redoing the website right now, so I don't know if those banners are up. I'll tell you what you can do. Go in the link in the description below. That's the best place to go right now. But CBD oil, this is the best, most pure, organic CBD oil you can find. Pesticide-free, non-GMO. It is excellent. If you use CBD for either chronic pain or anxiety or just to get some sleep at night, also for your pets, this stuff is great. This stuff is absolutely excellent for that. So make sure you check out CBD Pure and CBD Pets. They put all of their testing, they test through a third party testing facility, and they put all of their testing online so you can check it out for yourself. They're a very transparent company. I absolutely love that about them. Click on the link in the description below. You can try going to dailyrenegade.com. I'm not sure if those banners are still up right now, but if not, don't worry. Just click on the link in the description below if you're viewing this on YouTube. Also, if you're more of a Kratom guy like I am, I take Kratom every single day. It's worked wonders for me. I also have that link below. Coastline Kratom is the highest quality Kratom. They also, just like CBD Pure and CBD Pets, they have a money-back guarantee. So there is no risk to you. It's absolutely fantastic. I use it, again, like I said, I use Kratom every single day. They have a wide variety of strains and different strengths. So for whatever tolerance you may have. Coastline Kratom, click on the link in the description below or look for the banner at dailyrenegade.com. Not sure if it's there today. If it's not, it will be back up soon. Again, we're revamping the website. It's going to be fantastic. Now, with Coastline Kratom, you do have to set up a Zelle Pay account because there's just a whole bunch of political garbage around the sale of Kratom. Unfortunately, not a lot of credit cards want to deal with it directly. So you do have to set up a Zelle Pay account, but Coastline Kratom makes it really easy. You just go right on their website. They will set you up. It only takes a minute, and it's worth it because then you can buy Kratom and you can stock up because it's a good idea to stock up because the FDA or the DEA, well, FDA too, but the DEA has had a long-running interest in making this illegal, banned. So stock up while you can. Okay, so we are going to go to members-only content now because we have to talk about this pastor that was just jailed, who was arrested. We have to talk about that. Again, that is going to be for members only, so you're not going to be able to see or hear that unless you go become a member and get the rest of the video there. Go to dailyrenegade.com, become a member today. Some massive improvements to the website are being implemented right now. You might have a couple of days of some glitches and stuff. Just be patient while we work out the bugs, but we're getting all that done. Dailyrenegade.com, you get full access to all the shows that you cannot find on YouTube or anywhere else because everywhere else bans this stuff. So make sure you go there. So for non-members, if you haven't had a chance, please subscribe to this channel. Click on the bell for notifications. Very important you do so. And we will see you later. Members, hang on the line. Everybody else who's viewing for free, thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless. All right, members only. Thank you so much for being a member. Thank you for your contribution to Daily Renegade, and you know, we hope that we make the content worth it. All the feedback that we've gotten so far, you guys have been really descriptive, which is great. It helps us out. But you guys have by and large, it seems like you're happy with the arrangement. So I'm happy with it too, and I'm glad that we're able to do this. So let's talk about this pastor. You know, Christians are being silenced. Christian Post has, and a lot of outlets have recently reported on this, that a pastor was arrested for preaching love in an LGBT neighborhood. That was, by the way, the community that I didn't want to risk saying by name on the free version of today's Peck Report. So Pastor David Lynn of, again, this comes from Christian Post, of Christ Forgiveness Ministries was arrested on June 4th, 2019. Again, isn't that interesting that that's the same date of all those earthquakes? All those earthquakes within that 24-hour period, 240 earthquakes, and it was on the same date that this pastor, David Lynn, was arrested. Now, is there a connection? I mean, this guy is from Toronto, Canada, so why would there be earthquakes in the West Coast? Could it be just a warning? Again, these earthquakes haven't hurt anybody. They're very mild earthquakes, but there's a lot of them. Could it be a warning saying, hey, look, this stuff is going to come to America too if we don't do something about it? If we just turn a blind eye to this stuff, maybe it's a warning. Maybe that's the point here. Maybe that's why it's on the West Coast right during Pride Month. But he was arrested for preaching the gospel publicly in Toronto, Canada. Now, if you think that this kind of stuff could not happen here, it already does happen here. Actually, it's frighteningly often how much this happens. Nabil Qureshi tried to, he was a former Muslim. He's now deceased. He passed on. He's with the Lord now. But he was a former Muslim. He came to the knowledge and saving grace of Jesus Christ, and his whole ministry was built around trying to bring other Muslims to the same saving grace, to introduce them to Jesus. And he went to Dearborn, Michigan. There's a video of this that you can go online and find, but he went to Dearborn, Michigan with a couple other missionaries, and he just preached the gospel. This is in Michigan. This is in America. He just went on the street and just talked to people about Jesus. That's it, and he was arrested for it. He was an absolute warrior for Christ and somebody who should be remembered as an inspiration. We can still gain inspiration from his ministry. He died very young. He was only in his 30s of stomach cancer, so it was really tragic. His ministry work, I believe, will have long-lasting impact for generations. So anyway, and I'm hoping the same for this pastor, David Lynn. I'm hoping that his persecution here will have long-lasting, positive manifestations or implications, because persecution tends to do that. You know, it's really bad for the individual, but that ripples out. That has positive impact on the culture many times. It might take time, and it might have to happen a lot, but it'll eventually get. Now, the better solution, you know, the better way, obviously, is to just not persecute Christians and then just have a more Christian culture to begin with, or at least a more Christian tolerant culture, at the very least. But a lot of times, it takes people a lot longer to get there. So this guy was arrested. The neighborhood he was preaching in was Church Wesley Village. This neighborhood is known to be a place where many of the LGBTQ community in Toronto reside. His ministry is currently on an outdoor preaching tour throughout the 22 districts of Toronto. So June 4th happened to be the day they scheduled for that district. Now, it's not uncommon for somebody to think open-air preaching in LGBTQ neighborhood and immediately jump to thoughts of preachers condemning homosexuals to hell, but that is not what was happening. Pastor Lynn's preaching was some of the most loving and gracious preaching that anybody has ever seen and heard. This comes from personal testimonies from people who are there. You can go to christianpost.com, and the writer of this article even attests to that and says this is why it was so outrageous that he was arrested. So according to the writer here, the entire time of preaching was live streamed via Facebook and can be found on YouTube if it's still up. Now, throughout the video, it's surprising to see the reaction of those who were listening to Lynn's preaching. The more love he poured out, the more hate and resistance he received. So as anyone can see, if they view the video, if it's still available, go watch it. Pastor Lynn was respectful and kind throughout all of his time preaching. He shared the gospel. He also made statements like, quote, "We are here to tell you that we hate nobody," end quote. So he emphasized God's love over and over again. He proceeded to ask those protesting him if they would be willing to tolerate him as a Christian, but those listening were unwilling to dialogue, and many asked him to leave the street corner. Throughout the encounter, he was calm and collected. He didn't enter into any disrespectful or condemnatory dialogue. Canada does have hate speech laws, so it's not like America. However, again, you can get busted for this in America too, despite the fact that we have freedom of speech. But however, there's no way, even in Canada, that his preaching could be deemed as hate speech. He stated while preaching, quote, "Everyone is accepted, and that is what we preach as Christians," end quote. You know, meaning that anybody can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, in order to not make anyone listening feel singled out, he also said, quote, "Jesus died for the sinner. Every heterosexual has sin. Every homosexual has sin. Sin is when we violate the laws of God," end quote. So he didn't target any particular group of people or single out homosexuality. Now, though he was very loving throughout the entire encounter, tensions escalated, of course, as they tend to do, and people began to form a mob of protest around him. As he tried to walk away from the most adamant protesters, they crowded in on him and they wouldn't let him move. Now, all throughout the encounter, as he tried to walk away from them, they pressed in on him and blocked him. And at times, they even pressed their bodies against him, which is technically assault. Now, when the police arrived, rather than dealing with those who were assaulting Pastor Lynn, the police blamed Lynn for creating a disturbance of peace. Even upon his request to deal with those who had assaulted him, the police would not listen to him. So Pastor Lynn preaches on a weekly basis all throughout Toronto with amplification. So this isn't a new thing. He does this all the time. And according to his statements, he has never been in violation of the laws by using amplification. In the video that captured the entirety of the event, the officers told him he needed to preach without amplification. They said this despite him not being in any violation of the law. He then proceeded to preach without amplification, so he went along with it. But not long after that, the police still decided to arrest him, even though he was complying with the police's requests. Now, later that evening, in a statement to the media, he said, quote, "Every community in Toronto should have the same laws and everyone should be welcome. Everyone should have rights, dignity, and respect, just like Christians should as well," end quote. He also clarified that all throughout his preaching, he was telling those listening that God loves you. There's hope for you. You know, whatever community you are, God loves you. Jesus died for you. So we must understand the importance of this event. This is a gross violation against free speech. And again, if you don't think that it could happen here in America, you are wrong. It has been happening here in America for years, for quite some time. It just doesn't get widely reported on. So the fact that this is happening in Canada is no surprise, but we need to stand against this stuff. It's a gross violation of free speech. And it shows any Christian a precursor of what persecution could look like in the future, more wide scale, more by and large here in the States. Now, here in North America, we are in a serious battle for rights that we have taken for granted. Unfortunately, the Christian church has taken this battle for granted. There are groups and organizations and individuals that want to make certain types of free speech illegal. Pastor Lynn's arrest is nothing short of a violation of his right to free speech. Now, he was not inciting anyone to violence. And yes, I know in Canada, they don't have a government-given right to free speech. But where do we believe our rights come from? You know, we don't believe that our rights are granted to us by the American government as Americans. The government's only role in it is that they recognize that they are God-given rights. So even though the Canadian government doesn't recognize the right to free speech, they still have a God-given right to free speech. God grants that to humanity. And if a government steps in and takes those rights away, that doesn't mean the right doesn't exist. So yes, Canadians do have a right to free speech that is not recognized by their government. We also have a right to free speech that is at least it's supposed to be, recognized by our government. So that's the difference. It doesn't mean that the right doesn't exist. We don't believe that rights come from the government. We believe that the rights come from God. Now, he was not inciting anyone to violence, and he wasn't being defamatory. He was preaching the gospel. He was preaching that Jesus Christ loves every person and died specifically for them. Now, in spite of this, he received harsh protests, which endured in his arrest. And that should greatly concern any Christian. So Pastor David Lynn was arrested for a message of love, healing, and hope. As Christians, we need to take this as a wake-up call. Our rights and liberties are on the brink of being removed in the coming years, and now is the time to have a voice while we still can. We cannot afford to remain silent. The growing trend in North America is that if anyone shares publicly on a topic that is deemed controversial or that a particular group deems hateful, they must be silenced. You know, what will happen the day that the simple gospel message is considered hate speech? You know, that's where things are headed. And I would even say in many places are there now. But that's where it's going to be everywhere in America if we as Christians do not take a stand today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. We've already seen certain people and topics being censored by Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So we can't be idle. We have to stand up for liberty. The future of our right to free speech begins today. If we wait to deal with it, it will likely have already been taken away. So don't wait. Now, how do you do it? How do you get involved? There are many different ways you can do that. You can write articles. You can share videos. You can make your own videos. You can put up Facebook posts or Twitter posts. Even if you get blocked, you know, use that as a story. If you get blocked, send that to other larger media that might actually share that story. There's lots of other conservative Christian media, like Christian Post here, that might deal. You know, there are things that you can do. You can write for Daily Renegade. We actually offer that. If you can't afford a membership or just don't want to pay for one and you'd rather contribute your writing talents to us, you can write for Daily Renegade. You can email me at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com and write me a sample 2,000 word or more article on a topic of your choice. Don't ask me to assign you a topic. I don't have time. I'm not going to do it. I want to know if you know the audience well enough to write on something. And if we like your article, if it gets accepted, we will give you a free membership. And as long as you continue writing for us, you will continue to get a free membership. So, you know, I'd like to have at least one article a week from you for a free membership. So if you would rather go that route and you don't want to, if you're not able or you can't afford the $10 a month or $100 a year, there you can write for us. Now, I'm saying that not for the benefit of the members now who are already paying members, but for those who are listening to this on Blog Talk, because we do put the audio only versions of the full episodes on Blog Talk, because Blog Talk is one of the few places that doesn't seem to censor conservative voices. I've never had any problems, and I don't know anybody who has. So that's really good to see. But Blog Talk still is audio only. It's still just it's a podcasting platform. It's audio only. So you don't get the full video. You can't see the earthquake maps and you can't see the figures that we show on screen sometimes. You can't see my beautiful, lovely, glowing face. So if you are listening to the podcast version of this, either through Blog Talk or through Google or if you can find us on Apple or SoundCloud, I'm not sure all the avenues that we're on, but if you find us on any of those and you're listening to us there, consider becoming a member, if for nothing else than to stand up against the persecution of people who wish to exercise free speech in this country. All right, everybody, that is all for today. I do want to know what you think about this. If you are on the website, if you are a member, go ahead and leave a comment on the page. You just right on the video page that you're watching this on. Go ahead and leave me a comment. Let me know what you think about that. What do you think are some good practical solutions we as Christians can take? I just gave out, what, half a dozen maybe? but there's certainly plenty more. What have you found to be effective? What are your thoughts about this? Let's have a discussion. You can do that in the message board. Also, new additions to the website are coming up. You're going to be able to have your own profile. It's going to be great. Again, please bear with us for a couple of days while we get the glitches worked out, but it's all looking good and we're excited. So I guess that's it. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me on another Peck Report, and until next time, take care. God bless.